Hello there. I just wanted to put a short message out there today, and I gave an address to my student body in Lanesboro, Minnesota, and I shared two things with them. And me being a history teacher back in the day, I can talk a long time about not very much, and so they appreciated the brevity, but I only had two things. And I challenged them with that there are no reasons or excuses. Only priorities. And I kind of took them through some scenarios. And one of those, the common ones being that I just didn't get it. The teacher didn't explain it good enough. And in a student's mind, sometimes that's like the end. There's a period at the end, and that's like the end. It's the reason. It's the excuse. It's the end game. And what I walked them through is questions that I would have as a principal. Like, well, did you go in before and after school? Did you go in during study hall? Did you basically take them through all the different scenarios that could have produced them a more successful result? And we do have, whether it's the student that, you know, I couldn't go in and get help because I have football. And I said, well, you just made football a priority over school. And again, it's a common thing, but it doesn't have to be the standard that we live by. And so, and really these lessons, when I teach them, I'm really talking to myself, I'm talking to my staff, I'm talking to all of us, because we do oftentimes make excuses. And I've heard it said that the worst excuse is a good excuse. I mean, we find excuses that people will accept. But there are no reasons or excuses. There's only priorities. And so that was the first thing that I challenged them with today. And the second thing that I shared with is that what you fight for, you get. And I actually brought a student up in front of the student body, and I thank him for being willing to do that. But he talked about curfew being one of those things that he might argue with his parents about quite a bit. And I sarcastically said, yep. And when they tell you to be home at 11 o'clock, you usually thank your parents and tell them, I appreciate your concern for my safety. And he admitted that wasn't exactly the response he normally gives. And so we know that when our parents talk about curfew, we argue for it. We fight for it. And sometimes it works. And then I ask them, what are they fighting for today in regard to their schooling? What are they fighting for in their life? Are they fighting for positive things? I've said over and over again with students in my office that, you know, there's times where they're arguing and fighting for something, but have they ever stopped to think about what it is they're trying to win? That thing they're asking for, there's no trophy at the end. So again, sometimes we fight for things that aren't positive in our lives. I've fought for extra cake after Thanksgiving dinner. I mean, it doesn't always, it's not something that probably is in my best interest, but what we do know that what we fight for, we get. And so if you're listening still at 3.5 minutes in, I'm going to challenge you to think about what it is you're fighting for. Are they positive things? Are they related to your goals you've set for the year? What are you fighting for? So again, there are no reasons or excuses. There's only priorities. And what you fight for, you get. So there's only two things there, but there's a lot to think about. I just wanted to share that as I closed out my day. Thanks. Talk to you soon. Bye.